Welcome to the Red Letter Challenge. I'm so excited for this journey that we're going to be on for the next 6 weeks, and I hope you are too. These next 40 days have the opportunity to be a great impact in your life. It will be an opportunity for you to grow in your faith and stretch you, hopefully, a little bit beyond your current comfort zone so that you can grow in your relationship with God. I want to share this story with you. It's about a man named Matthew Emmons. This story takes place in the 2004 Athens Olympics. And Matthew Emmons is an American sharpshooter. He was far and away the best shooter in the world at that time. Some would have argued that he may have been the best sharpshooter to have ever lived, but that's a whole other discussion. That year in question, it wasn't who's going to win gold at the Olympics, who is going to be able to battle for silver and bronze. It was almost a given that Matthew Emmons was going to take home the gold. Now, I don't know what you know about rifle shooting. I only see it, of course, during Olympics. But rifle shooters are trained to pull the trigger between heartbeats just to be so accurate. So when they get to their position, they begin to try and slow down their breathing and just slow themselves down and take aim and take shot at the proper time between their heartbeats. Medals are literally won by millimeters, a fraction of space. So going into his final shot, Emmons was in first place. He was miles ahead of everybody else. All he needed to do basically was to hit the target. If he hits the target, he's got gold. And so that's what's happening. He's come to his final shot, the 10th shot, the one bullet left to shoot. And he actually needs a score of 7.2. Now, to you and I, that probably sounds high, but 7.2 is considered a low score in that sport. And in fact, going into his 10th and final shot, he had already averaged a 9.3. So, I mean, basically, you've got this one, just hit the thing, right? So he gets to his final place, he takes aim, and he fires, and sure enough, he hits the target, except for one small fact. He actually shot at the wrong target. He shot one lane over from his target, which in the sport is known as a crossfire. And because of it, he had a score of 0. I'm sure that he was shocked. In fact, this picture may capture his expression when he finds out what he's done. Afterwards, at the press conference, he said he felt great going into his last shot. He said he was more concerned with calming himself down rather than looking at his target. The last time he had crossfired, he guessed it had been 6 or 7 years earlier. In that one shot, he went from first place to eighth place. From that one missed shot, he went from a gold medal to no gold medal. To no medal, actually. Why do I share that story? Because Matthew Emmons was literally the greatest shooter in the world. But if you don't know what you're shooting for, it doesn't matter. If you shoot at or focus on the wrong thing, you'll never hit what you need to hit. As followers of Jesus, we need to know what we're aiming at. To be successful in our spiritual growth, we need to aim for the right target. I want to share with you some words that Jesus spoke. The passage we're going to read are the words he uses to close out a great discourse, a great bunch of teaching that we have nicknamed the Sermon on the Mount. And Jesus concludes all of his teaching with this story. You'll find it in Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 to 27. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down and the streams rose and the winds blew and beat against the house, yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, and the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great clash." Jesus is telling us that if we want to stand up strong in the storms of life, we need to pay attention to his teachings. We need to do the things that Jesus tells us to do. Jesus sums up this same idea when Luke records for us in chapter 11, verse 28, these words of Jesus. Jesus said, "Blessed rather are those who hear the word of God and obey it." If you were with us this summer, we studied the book of James, and you might remember this book, this verse from that book. James 1:22 says, "Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says." Do what the word says. Do what Jesus said. See, that's the big idea. During this red letter challenge, we want to hear the words of Jesus, study them, and then do them. That's the key, putting Jesus's words into practice. This is what it means to be a follower of Jesus. Jesus has called us to be his followers. And following after Jesus, it's not a burden. It's the greatest opportunity of our lives. This 40-day red letter challenge is an opportunity to study what Jesus said and learn how to put Jesus' words into practice and action. Most of what Jesus teaches his followers to do can be summed up or centered on five principles. And actually, these are the principles that we're going to start to unpack beginning next week, one principle per week. But I just want to give you a quick overview, give you a quick idea of what we're going to be studying and what you're going to have an opportunity to learn in these five principles. The first one is being. Being is central. It's key. So many times Jesus talks about the importance of spending time and just being with him. See, before Jesus invites us to do anything for him, he invites us to be with him. Before Jesus tells us to do anything, before he ever gives us instructions, he wants to make sure that we know who he is. And so he invites us to be with him. He invites us into a relationship. Our relationship with him will determine how effective we are at actually doing the things that he asks of us. The second principle is forgiving. Jesus is all about grace. Jesus lived his life for the purpose of going to the cross so we could have forgiveness. So many people struggle with receiving God's forgiveness or forgiving ourselves, or especially forgiving others. But Jesus is all about forgiving. To truly represent Jesus in this world, we need to have a great understanding of God's grace in our lives so that we can take what God has done for us, what Jesus has provided for us, and we can extend that grace to others. The third area is service. After spending time being with him and receiving his forgiveness, we are now motivated to serve others in his name. After all that Jesus has done for me, I want to serve him. I want to go out into our community and make a difference. We want to help those who are in need. We need to love our neighbors. We want to make a difference in this world for the sake of Jesus. The fourth principle we'll look at is giving. Jesus talked about the kingdom of heaven more than anything else, and a close second to that was money. Oh, I know, don't get uncomfortable here, it's just money. According to Jesus, it's impossible to be a stingy Christian. And Jesus is teaching us that we need to be generous, not just with our time, but also with our finances. And the last area we're going to look at is the area of going. It's no coincidence that many of Jesus' last words that are recorded in each of the Gospels, Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, and also at the beginning of the book of Acts, Jesus commands us that all the followers of his must go. must be his hands and his feet extended in the communities where we live. But not just that, but we must also share the good news of Jesus. We also have to share what Jesus has done for us and share the difference that Jesus makes in our lives so that other people could have the hope that we have. What Jesus has done for us, we should be willing to share with others. So these are the five principles that characterize a Jesus follower. Again, being, forgiving, serving, giving, going. They're supposed to be the principles that you and I practice in our lives as we follow Jesus. Now, if you're watching or listening to me today and you say, you know, Pastor, I'm not a believer. I'm kind of checking out this video. I'm trying to see what you're all about. I want to understand who God is. And you're watching, you're saying, you know, I'm not a believer right now. I want you to know that you simply can decide right here, right now, that you want to be a believer. All you have to do is understand who Jesus is. And our red letter challenge will help you with that. All you need to do is acknowledge that Jesus is who he said he is. He meant what he said. The Bible describes Jesus, that Jesus died on the cross for your forgiveness, that Jesus loves you, God cares about you. So all you need to do is believe who Jesus is, accept him in your life as who he is, the Savior of the world, the Savior of your soul. Confess him, the Bible says, that which just basically means all of that, and you basically say to yourself, and to others when the time is right, I believe in Jesus and I want to follow him. And if you do those things, that makes you a follower of Jesus. That's the beginning. Then the journey begins. And you're jumping in, if you're checking out Jesus, this is a great time. And even if you're not sure, this is a great time. Because as we embark on this 40-day red letter challenge, you'll be able to study the things that Jesus said. And you'll be able to see what it means and what it means to live it out. So maybe you're listening right now and you say, you know, Pastor, I want to become a follower of Jesus. Then you've tuned in to the right time and place. And I want you to know it's really simple. And if you want to be a follower of Jesus, we, the church, we want to help you. I want to help you in your journey. And just reach out to me. Pick up your phone. And just send me a message on our text number, which is 416-267-1189. Better yet, text the word love. If you just text that one word, it's going to ask you for your name and prompt you for some contact info. And I will be in touch with you. And I want to help you on your journey of becoming a follower of Jesus. All right? Let's get back to what I want to share with you about the Red Letter Challenge. Just before I let you go, there's a couple of things that I want to share with you that are very important in doing the Red Letter Challenge. And the first is this. It's kind of simple, but it's important. Invite Jesus into your Red Letter Challenge experience. I know it sounds silly, but it's critical. See, I think it's possible to follow every day in the devotional readings that you're going to have and miss out on Jesus. I think it's possible for you to do all the challenges that you're going to be challenged to do in the next 40 days and forget Jesus. I think it's possible to listen to all of the Sunday teachings that we're bringing you, but still miss out on hearing Jesus' words. See, we've become good at walking through the motions. We're good at just going through things and going through life, sometimes like robots on automatic pilot. But we need to stop doing that. And I encourage you to make sure that you invite Jesus into the challenge that you are starting. So this is my invitation to you. Invite Jesus into your challenge. Don't do the words of Jesus without Jesus. And that's the first thing you do. And then based on that, I'm going to encourage you to get the Red Letter Challenge book. You can call it a devotional guide if you want. In here, there are 40 days laid out, like there's day 23, right? 40 days laid out. Each day has the words of Jesus up in the top right corner, has a devotional that speaks about it, a scripture that you will read that ties into the whole thing. And then you're going to be given a daily challenge. 40 days, 40 challenges. Don't be scared of them. Some are really simple. One of them was read a psalm. Another one was stick post-it notes up in your house or your office or wherever to remind you of the truth of that day. So some are really, really simple. Some are a little bit of a challenge, but that's the idea. It's a red letter challenge. And so I don't want you to be overwhelmed with that idea, but 40 days, 40 scriptures, 40 devotionals, all to help you grow and develop, all to help you become a better follower of Jesus. How do you get a devotional guidebook? I'm so glad you asked me that. We'll make them available to you. Now, we are charging a suggested fee of $10 if you could help us with that. That's, you know, that's less than half the real cost of the book, because as a church, we so care about your spiritual development. We want to make sure that you can get your hands on this book. So you could email us at highway@highwaygospel.ca and just send an email, say, I want a book. Do it today so we can get a book to you in the next day or so. Or call or text us at 416-267-1189. Call and leave a message. Make sure you leave us contact info. If you text us, make sure you say, I want a book, and we'll reach back to you. And decide that every day you are going to start your day with Jesus and listen to what he has to say. Now, this is important. I want you to understand that day one is not today. Day one is actually on Tuesday. And so what we're also including in every book is a calendar. And so it's designed in a way so you know on which day. So if you miss a day, don't panic. Just pick it up and continue. But you can X out each day as you do it. And at the end of 40 days, you hopefully have 40 X's, and you can do that. And we want you to get your hands on a red letter challenge book. And for our kids out there, we have a special red letter challenge guide for kids. Sarah has written a booklet and put it together. It's for all of our Highway Zoom kids. And it goes along with the red letter challenge. Now, for the kids, you don't have something to do every day, okay? She just made it weekly. And you can just go to our website, look for the red letter challenge towards the bottom of the main page on our website, click into that link, and there'll be links there for you to print it and download it, and follow us along each week for all of our kids. So parents, if you can get that and print that for your kids, we would really appreciate it. If you're having trouble with that, reach out to us, email or call or text, and we'll get one to you if you have no way of getting one, all right? We want to help you with that. So remember, invite Jesus into your red letter challenge experience. And the second thing I want you to do is invite others into your red letter challenge experience. See, we're always better together. Whenever you have something that's maybe difficult to do, it's always easier when you do it with other people. And the red letter challenge is no exception. In fact, we have 9 small groups that are doing this challenge together. Not 9 groups together, but through this challenge, there are 9 groups doing this challenge. We're all studying, each of our groups are studying the same thing every week. And so I'm encouraging you to get into a small group. I know many of you already are in a small group, and that's great. Make sure you plug right back in this week as they start. But I know there's many of you who are not yet in a small group, and so I encourage you, take these next 6 weeks and test drive. You hear me say that all the time if you've been following us at Highway for a while. Test drive a small group for 6 weeks. Just make a commitment. I'm going to jump in for 6 weeks. And you know what? If at the end of 6 weeks you hate it, you're free to go. But I'm sure that you're going to enjoy your small group and you're going to want to stay part of your group. Doing life together really helps. Having somebody else to share this challenge with you really helps. Having people that you can share great stories or times of prayer with are helpful and beneficial. We also made it fairly simple for you to join a small group if you've never been in one. You have a couple of ways. You can text me. Yeah, there it goes again. 416-267-1189. Text just a little message. I want a small group, looking for a small group, whatever, something like that, and I'll be in touch with you. Or just go over to our website, highwaygospel.ca. Click the green small groups box that's there. It'll take you to all the small group information. And there's a big button. You can't miss it. It says find a group. And all our groups are laid out. You can check them all out. And when you find the one you want, just click ask to join button. And we will be in touch with you and we will help you get in there. So you need to do the small group. You need to do the red letter challenge with other people. And the small group is the best way you could do that. You can be encouraged to do this challenge together. A couple other things we have for you with this red letter challenge. Feel free to share what you're learning through this challenge in your small groups, but also on our social media platforms. And so we ask that if you read a verse one morning and it speaks to you, or one evening, you want to share it, put it up there with others so we could all share. But do two things to it on social media for us. Do two hashtags. One is hashtag red letter challenge, and the other is hashtag highway gospel. And you hashtag it, we'll be able to share it, we'll be able to see it, and we'll be able to encourage each other. You do that on, of course, Instagram or Twitter or even Facebook. Use whatever social media you like, but just share it on our pages and to us, and we want to do that. It's just so we could all do this challenge together. So invite Jesus and invite others. To put Christ's words into practice, you need the strength from Jesus and the support of other people. So, welcome to the Red Letter Challenge. If you do this, if you really try, you will be led to spend more time with God who loves you. You will forgive people you never thought you would be able to forgive, and you might even find that person is yourself. You will serve and sacrifice more than you ever have before. You will become a more generous person. You will become bolder and courageous in what you say and how you live for Jesus. As you work on these five principles that come through in Jesus' teaching, your life will be more rewarding. Let's pray. Father, we thank you today that we can embark on this red letter challenge. We thank you today that we have the opportunity in the days and weeks ahead to hear what Jesus said and what it means to our lives and how we could live it out. Jesus, thank you for taking the time to teach us. Holy Spirit, lead us as we go through this challenge. Speak to our hearts. Change our minds. And change our lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.